Here he is, better late than never, old mate Hooch. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
So, you just didn't answer your phone, or what happened, mate?
I may have had the phone on silent.
That old chestnut.
That old chestnut, you know. You've got a new girlfriend, you want to turn the phone off just so you can be alone that morning.
Oh, please. How you going, mate? You all right?
I'm good. I'm great. What about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Weather's a whole lot better than it was this time last week.
Oh, heck yes. It was pretty wet last week. I don't think we quite had the rain here in Devonport that was predicted. We had a fair bit up obviously in the hills and that, and down the east coast. But yeah, a good bit of rain.
Well, let's start with how that rain affects our rivers and streams. Obviously, the water level comes up, obviously. But how does that in turn affect the fish?
Well, it's going to push any estuary fish that were up in the estuary feeding and liking the salinity, like, for example, the Fourth Estuary and, you know, places like the St. Helens, the big basin there at St. Helens, like the water becomes quite saline, and those saltwater fish, they come up and they inhabit the things like the trevally, the salmon, they like to come right up into the estuary, and it's really good fishing for those people that normally haven't got very good access to fishing grounds. Like, you know, breakwaters are great to get to, but they're not for everyone. But sometimes those nice areas up the river are really easy to fish. Well, what will have happened is the fresh water will have pushed those fish back down to those mouth areas and out to sea, but they recover quite quickly. So once the water starts to go back and the flow starts to stop, that salt water fills the estuaries on the high tides and the fishing becomes quite good again, particularly at this time of year when there's lots of fish about, lots of bait fish.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's have a look at conditions for this weekend. Firstly, our tide times, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine. So next high is at 12:30 this afternoon, just over 3 metres, and then back to a low at about 7:15 tonight, 0.6 of a metre, so pretty average tides there. But conditions, so I think most of the showers have cleared this morning. The Bureau is saying 2 to 5 mils. I think we've had most of that and should be a pretty good afternoon. And Saturday and Sunday should be pretty good, both fine, particularly Saturday. I reckon it's the pick of the day is fine and mostly sunny with fairly light winds.
Oh, that's fantastic. I haven't got much fishing planned, but I've got to head into Deegan Marine and grab some life jackets. My kids have decided to take up powerboat racing, so we've got to grab a couple of new life jackets, put some leg straps on them, and hopefully get out and have a practice on the weekend. So that's good weather. Sounds good.
All right. So when the kids say, hey, Dad, I wouldn't mind having a go at powerboat racing. Now, that obviously, you know, those boats, how do you start? Obviously, you start with a little boat.
Well, the beautiful thing is the powerboat clubs, both in the north and the south of the state, they've got some what they call club boats.
Yeah, right.
And Nigel and Chris Palmer, of course, from Palmer Plumbing, both those boys have been keen to get me into the scene, and they've offered their club boats. So I've got two of their really nice club boats. First thing was to sort of show the kids the boats, and they were keen. So now my wallet gets thrashed to the tune of a couple of helmets and all the safety gear, and they'll go out and have a practice, and I'm sure they'll love it.
Beautiful. All right, now, you wanted to talk about kingfish.
I did. It's all the rage at the minute. Yellowtail kingfish, they're known as, or kingies. They're all over the state at the minute, and because they're quite a new fish, remember some years ago, snapper were all the rage back a few years ago, and everyone seems to have got their head around how to catch those. They're still an exciting fish to target in Tasmania, but yellowtail kingfish are the fish of the moment, and there's a couple of pages on Facebook about how to go about it, so if people want to check that out. But basically, they're a species of fish that traditionally come through with the big schools of salmon, but I think more and more they're coming through in their own right. They're a nice fish. They're a high-speed fish. They've got what we like to say a few extra gears than a big salmon, and the big salmon are good fun on light gear, and the kingies are no exception. They're unreal, great fun.
Will they jump out of the water?
They don't jump out of the water like a salmon. I call Australian salmons, particularly the big ones, Tassie barramundi, because they're a fish that at the side of the boat, they jump out and they get a gill flare going. So the Australian salmon like to do that. But the kingies will sort of not jump. They'll dig deep. They use all the dirty tricks in the book. They call them hoodlums on the mainland. because they'll bite, they'll hit your lure, they'll hit your bait, and then they'll look for any sort of reef to cut you off. It's very interesting how clever they are in being able to go, oh, I'm actually tethered up to something here, I'm going to wrap you around a pylon, and I'll wrap you around at the reef. Any sort of weed, they're very, very clever and cunning in that way. So they're very tricky to catch. But pound for pound, they pull a lot of drag. So they're very powerful fish.
Where's the best spot to catch them?
Well, on the northwest coast at the minute, there's anywhere around structure, and they do like a lot of tide. So where we've been finding them pretty easy to sort of first of all locate and also catch is in around the wharf area there at Burnie, but be careful, you're not allowed to go everywhere in the wharf area. There's certain areas you can't go, but look out for that area. But in Devonport, there's a concrete pipeline structure that comes out. It shows up on the maps. If you go out to that concrete pipeline structure that's underwater on a moving tide, and they're across that reef section near that concrete pipe section. I'm calling it a concrete pipe section, but it's actually a sewage outlet.
All right,
just sort of find that area there, put your lures in. They're like, 100 mil bib lures that will take a little bit of speed, because it's a little bit weird if you haven't done any tuna trolling. They go about, you need to go about 10 kilometres or about 6 knots. So you need to be going pretty quick. And what that is, they love to hit things hard, the lures. So give them a bit of rip. Once you've found them, once you've got a kingy on, you can have a rod ready with a soft plastic or two, because they will ball up in behind the caught fish. You can play. I know you'll be excited to get the kingy in, but if you want to catch a lot of kingies, you can just leave one fish over the back of the boat and just play him out while your mates are throwing soft plastics into the kingies in behind that caught fish.
Right. Have you heard any trout stories lately?
Not a thing. Hmm. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do some research. I did actually tell a lie. I saw Ashley Hallam. He's a bit of a character, and he loves his trout fishing. He had a friend. I'm not sure whether that friend came from the mainland or not, but he jumped in a troop carrier with his friend. It was a mate from somewhere, and they went fly fishing. They did very well. They fished all the little streams, so it must have been before the rains, because the streams looked to be moving nice and slow, and they were just doing that nice upper river small stream fishing that the fly fishermen love.
Beautiful. All right. Anything else you want to mention?
No, but I will do some research on what's going on in the trout fishing, because I know we have a very strong trout contingent here on the northwest coast, so I'll make a commitment to find out what the heck's going on.
Nice work. All right. What's your website and Facebook there, mate?
Well, that's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
That's great. And look, if you have any questions or you've got a good fishing story to share, feel free to send them through to Hooch's website, Facebook there, and you can see what you can do about it, and we'll put it on the air and you can answer the questions, yeah?
Yeah, no, we're always fielding questions on tackle and how to rig and where to go, so feel free.
All right, mate. Catch you next week.
All right, cheers. Catch you later.